right, live from the No Panic Zone, where you are essential. Trust me on that, you're essential. I'm Steve Brewer. God bless America. This is the Steve Brewer Show for Monday, May the 18th, 2020. So good to have you here. Glad to have you along for the conversation. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats busy getting more institutions destroyed daily. Now, if you didn't hear, they want members of Congress to be able to vote by proxy. Never answer to the people at all. Number two, if you missed it, the Boy Scouts have been banned from putting flags on the graves of veterans this Memorial Day, the latest on the unstoppable overreaction to the virus. And number one, the flattening of the curve has certainly been accomplished, and that was the goal until it came easier than the doom seekers had hoped. Now they're busy moving the goalposts, and we must eradicate all death forever. And until we do, everyone must shelter in place forever. Isn't that the new rule? Shelter in place forever because death is still waiting outside your door lurking. Okay, so, you know, we look at all of the things going on, and if you missed it on Friday, we need to get into Warp Speed. Project Warp Speed. It is a Manhattan-style project designed to find cures for this illness, COVID-19. And as we learned in the first hour here, in case you missed it, we have been pursuing a vaccine for COVID-19 since the day we understood its fingerprint. When they first broke the code and said, this is what the virus is, here's how it looks, that was January the 11th, the United States began moving forward. Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox News praising the president and his team for all they are doing to work very hard to focus all of these scientists, this public-private partnership, in an effort to find a vaccine. Now, are we going to find it? Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. But we'll find some solutions along the way. Remdesivir is promising in its response to the virus. Hydroxychloroquine, despite all of the pushback from the media, actually works. That's why doctors use it. In fact, in France, there's been a huge uptick in the number of prescriptions. Hydroxychloroquine coupled with zinc and azithromycin has had clinical success in hundreds of cases, maybe thousands around the world now. But here's Dr. Mark Siegel from Fox News talking about things that we've never done before. It's bite number three with the doctor. Here you go.
Well, I think that this is an exciting moment, and I like that he was humble on the point of, look, we might not end up with a vaccine. But I have been talking to several of our public health officials, and including Dr. Fauci. There's a lot of excitement about several of these candidates, the Moderna candidate, the one out of Oxford University, a couple of candidates out of Germany using a brand new genetics platform. They're showing some really early success in terms of causing immunity and safety. More important, mm-hmm. the safety profile looks good. So I think that there's reason for optimism on the science side of this. And to reiterate your point, it's got to be tested, really well tested, so the public will be reassured with it. And maybe we'll end up giving it to the highest risk groups first once it emerges. But we're going to see. We've never done anything like this before, Harris. Nothing ever on this timetable.
Never anything in this sort of a timetable. It's never been done before in American history. It's aggressive. It's different. It's new. It's really moving the needle. Another person that came out front to say, here's where we are, Dr. Moncef Slaoui. Slaoui, maybe. Dr. Moncef Slaoui was at the White House also for the announcement on Project Warp Speed and how we're going to get there. And his comments also very encouraging about where we're going, scientifically speaking, battling this virus. It's bite number four. Go.
In fact, Mr. President, I have very recently seen early data from a clinical trial with a coronavirus vaccine. And these data made me feel even more confident that we will be able to deliver a few hundred million doses of vaccine by the end of 2020. And we will do the best we can to do that. Thank you.
There you go, the best we can to do that. And the president announcing that long before we were paying attention, here's where he talks about working on a vaccine back in the middle of January. Long before anybody had focused on this, long before any of us were paying much attention to this, we had heard a little bit about it, but by the time they got to January 11th, The United States government was working on a vaccine. And from the president, it's bite number five. Here's what the president had to say.
Scientists at the NIH began developing the first vaccine candidate on January 11th. Think of that. Within hours of the virus's genetic code being posted online. So January 11th, most people never even heard what was going on January 11th. And we were out there trying to develop a vaccine, not even knowing what we were up against. Then my administration cut through every piece of red tape to achieve the fastest ever by far launch of a vaccine trial for this new virus, this very vicious virus. And I want to thank all of the doctors and scientists and researchers involved because they've never moved like this or never even close.
And as all of these things are happening and all of these different parts are moving, we know now that coronavirus, COVID-19 deaths have been overstated in many places. The math is simple. When you're counting suicides and chronically ill cancer patients as COVID deaths, people know better than that. In Colorado, they brought down the numbers 24% at the direction of the Democrat governor there, knowing that the numbers just weren't accurate. And through all of this, the president's approval ratings continue to increase. The latest Rasmussen poll has the president with a 49% approval rating, 48% against. So that's a brand-new poll from Rasmussen. Gallup, the same thing. Gallup, 49% support, 48% oppose. These numbers are very good. Listen and look at what he's been up against for the past several weeks. A tireless media, again, going after him for not doing the right thing, for being too cavalier, for being too optimistic, for saying the virus will be gone in a couple of days, and so on and so forth. What did he expect him to tell you? We're all going to die? No, that's the job of the media and the left. They can tell us we're all going to die. Well, we need funding for the arts and the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. That's their drive. And, of course, to get us mail-in ballots. Now, having said all that, I want you to think about this. Are the lockdowns for the governors in states like Oregon and Michigan and Pennsylvania working for or against the president? Because I clearly believe that these aggressive lockdowns that are not rooted in science anymore, because how could they be? Because the numbers are all over the place and the random choosing of winners and losers has no foundation in science. You know that, and so do I. It's quite obvious. And I believe that this blowback is going to have negative consequences for Democrats. I believe that Democrats are going to find themselves on the losing end of Senate races, races in the House. We just saw the Republicans pick up a seat in California that was won by the Democrat Katie Hill by 9 points in 2018. Mike Garcia picks it up by, 12 points. That's a 21-point spread. A 21-point spread in just a year and a half. So that's remarkable that a seat in California could have a 21-point spread and a change of that magnitude. Keep an eye on it. That's an indicative race. I mean, midterm races, special elections, not always indicative. This one, keep an eye on. It's 14 after here on the program. Straight ahead. We'll have more from the No Panic Zone. Sit tight.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours. And in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales Event is mixing it up. Right now, with the purchase or lease of a new Roxor, you can get either a worn winch, soft, full cab enclosure, or 3-year factory-backed warranty at no additional cost. You're in the driver's seat of this deal, and soon to be in the driver's seat of a more tricked-out Roxor. The side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry. This offer is for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com to learn more.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.